Welcome to Friday at episode 391 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb. I'm your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. And we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Every day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, we try to do this in about 10 minutes a day. Our reading today is Revelation 15 and 16, and we'll read from the World English Bible. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 15. I saw another great and marvelous sign in the sky, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them God's wrath is finished. I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who overcame the beast, his image, and the number of his name standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. They sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God, the Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, you King of the nations. Who wouldn't fear you, Lord, and glorify your name? For you are holy, for all the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After these things I looked, and the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. The seven angels who had the seven plagues came out, clothed with pure, bright linen, and wearing golden sashes around their breasts. One of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. No one was able to enter into the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels would be finished. Revelation chapter 16. I heard a loud voice out of the temple, saying to the seven angels, Go and pour out the seven bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. The first went and poured out his bowl into the earth, and it became a harmful and evil sore on the people who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his bowl into the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man. Every living thing in the sea died. The third poured out his bowl into the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. I heard the angel of the waters saying, You are righteous, who are and who were, you Holy One, because you have judged these things. For they poured out the blood of the saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. They deserve this. I heard the altar saying, Yes, Lord God, the Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. The fourth poured out his bowl on the sun, and it was given to him to scorch men with fire. People were scorched with great heat, and people blasphemed the name of God who has the power over these plagues. They didn't repent and give him glory. The fifth poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was darkened. They gnawed their tongues because of the pain, and they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores. They didn't repent of their works. The sixth poured out his bowl on the great river, the Euphrates. Its water was dried up, that the way might be prepared for the kings that come from the sunrise. I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits, something like frogs, for they are spirits of demons performing signs, which go out to the kings of the whole inhabited earth, to gather them together for the war of that great day of God the Almighty. Behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his clothes, so that he doesn't walk naked, and they see his shame. He gathered them together into the place which is called in Hebrew, Megiddo. The seventh poured out his bowl into the air. A loud voice came out of the temple of heaven, from the throne, saying, It is done. There were lightnings, sounds, and thunders, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since there were men on the earth, so great an earthquake, so mighty. The great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. Babylon the Great was remembered in the sight of God, to give to her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. Great hailstones, about the weight of a talent, came down out of the sky on people. People blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for this plague is exceedingly severe. May God bless the reading of His Word. The seven bowls that are poured out are somewhat analogous to the plagues that were released on Egypt to persuade Pharaoh to release the children of Israel in Moses' time. Here, the bowls, or judgment, are poured out on the earth to prepare the people, and Satan himself, for the coming War of Armageddon. Now, personally, I don't want to be here when any of these things begin to happen. And if the return of Jesus happens during my lifetime, I may not have to go through it. You see, there will come a time during the unfolding of the last days that believers will not die, but be taken up to meet Jesus in heaven. It's called a rapture. The thing is, there is not a consensus on when this event will take place. Some believe that it'll happen before the final 7 years begins. The final 7 years is called the tribulation, and so this school of thought is called pre-trib. If the rapture is pre-trib, then believers won't see any of this. Other people believe that the rapture will happen halfway through or 3.5 years into the tribulation. This view is called mid-trib, and in that case, they'll not experience the worst part of the tribulation. And then, some believe that the rapture happens at the end of the 7 years, and this view is called post-trib. If the rapture is post-trib, then we'll all have to go through the entire tribulation. Now, I used to believe very strongly in one of these viewpoints, but now I hope I'm a little wiser, and I'm not dogmatic about any one view. I hope the rapture is pre-trib, because I'd like to get out of Dodge before any of the bad stuff happens. But I'm prepared and willing to wait for it whenever God sees fit to rapture us out of the world. How about you? What do you think? Send me a comment to steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 391.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. Monday we'll continue our reading in 1 Kings. Have a great weekend. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being with me this week. Bye.